policeman calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right.
All right. Yes, here we are. This is CITR 101.9 FM and a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. We're online at CITR.ca, and if you're unable to listen to the full show today, you might want to check out the blog to catch up on the podcast at your leisure, and it's ozstrandedradio.com. We have two studio guests today from the band called The Good in Everyone. And I'm going to introduce them as the most Canadian band ever. I might be slightly exaggerating, but we're going to talk about all things Canadian rock because the name of the band, of course, is reminiscent of a very well-known song in this part of the world. So there are some interesting guys who are warming up in the studio, and we'll be chatting probably in about 20 minutes' time, and there'll be at least three acoustic songs to look forward to. Normally, they're in electric mode, and you'll get a chance to see them play in Vancouver soon at their release, and we'll tell you about the dates and all that. But today, it's acoustic. So let's get into the older Australian music as we do each week. And Died Pretty, again, I want to revisit because I know we played them a few weeks back, but one of my favourite things to do at the Catalano Festival each year is to scope the bins at the record store, Zulu Records. They always have bargain basement deals, like right out front on the street, 99-cent CDs. And I gave myself 5 minutes this week, or last weekend, no more than 5 minutes to just go hard, and I knew I was going to find something, and I found two Died Pretty CDs. So I'm really excited. This brilliant band from Sydney, which formed in 1983, featuring Ron Pino on vocals, a very, very impressive vocalist, and incredibly good musicians backing him up. And they were an underground powerhouse, really. They made big waves in Europe. And I'm going to play for you two more tracks this week, one from the record from 1990 called Every Brilliant Eye. I'm going to play track two called The Underbelly. And then we're going to play a single from the record, Using My Gills as a Roadmap, which came out in... I'll get back to you on that. In the mid-90s. No, here we go. Yeah, no, I'm not... Yeah, I'll get back to you on that. So anyway, let's get up first. Died Pretty, here it is, going back to 1990. The track called The Underbelly. You're on Stranded, and this is CITR Radio.
Jesus growing cold. Mouthing brothers designing tactics to bring forth hatred and harbor heartache. Eyes uneasy, staring to quagmires of burning land and melting car tires. Destructive ace highs from clever sages, while every evil tears through the pages. Gently sleeping, the glare of futures brightly shining.
Yeah. July's August issue of Discorder is here. Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Horses Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, LiveVan.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records.
Thanks for tuning in, listeners. This is CITR Radio, and this is Stranded with your host, Matt. And we're just about to have a chat now with our special studio guests. We have Nick and Ben from local band The Good and Everyone. And just about that music, I played for you two tracks from Died Pretty, a fantastic band from Sydney, New South Wales, who were active from 1983 all the way up until 2000, roughly. And I played for you a track from the 1990 record, Every Brilliant Eye. The song was called Underbelly. And then the single from their 1998 record, Using My Gills as a Roadmap. The single was called Radio. Perfect for being on a radio show. And so I had this great idea the other day. Why not? I have all these great people come down. And I'm like, why not see if they have any impression from this music I play just before they start. Music from the other side of the world they might not know about. So hello, Ben and Nick from The Good and Everyone.
Hey, hello.
Thanks for coming in. And what did you think about that Die Pretty song?
The single sounded like a great single. It was great. It was dreamy but hooky. And it was wonderful. Very, if Teenage Fan Club kind of forgot to bring their fuzz pedals to a show.
Yeah, everything very, very mid-90s. Something with that, the synth in the background and that phaser effect on it was very sort of like, I don't know, I've been listening to a lot of, I have a slow dive record that's still on my record player at home, and that sort of, the slow dive record that I have at home, I've been listening to a lot of stuff with that kind of an effect on, and it just like harkens back to that era of music from the mid-90s. And it's a great song. And would have never heard it if I'd never been on the show.
Exactly, like, yeah. So I think we're going to keep doing this with guests. I'm gonna force them to
do it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting musical experiment. Because I'm always curious. I mean, I know when people come in, they have this huge lifetime of music inside them. And I guess this is a good time to talk about Canada straight away, because you guys have a lot of Canadian music inside you, and even Ben is wearing a Neil Young and Crazy Horse t-shirt, so you can't hide now, it's out.
I'm always wearing a Neil Young and Crazy Horse t-shirt.
Did you see at the stadium last year?
Yeah, that was my second time seeing him.
Me too.
Yeah. Where did you see him first?
The Calgary Saddle Dome.
Oh, okay.
Which was the tour before, which wasn't with Crazy Horse, you know, so it wasn't quite the magic, but...
Same, I think I saw them in the same tour. Was he wearing that blazer that was splattered with paint and had like Ben Keith and Rick Rosas?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a wild show.
It was.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't get near Crazy Horse unless you're playing with Crazy Horse. They're huge. A friend of mine who went to the show as well, He a little bit before that saw Metallica, and he said Crazy Horse Neil Young was heavier than Metallica.
Wow.
At that same venue, yeah, he said they blew it out of the water.
It was the most extraordinary, maybe the best show I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
it was so amazing.
Up there. And we got to sing Happy Birthday to him.
Yeah, we did. And I'm not sure if you remember, did you remember the t-shirt that he was wearing? It's a little obscure, but it's actually the Australian Aboriginal flag he was wearing as a t-shirt.
No way.
Which was an incredible political statement. And I've noticed he wore that on Letterman or all these big shows that he played as well on TV. Cool. In front of millions of people. So that's showing his, you know, what he cares about.
I'm super left out for having not seen Neil Young and Crazy Horse, guys.
Well, don't ever make that mistake again. You got to
see
tickets as soon as they come out.
I know. Well, the good in everyone, you're clearly influenced by the great legacy of Neil Young and the like, and of course Sloan, that great song. And how about we go right into a recorded track now, so people know exactly who we're talking about and what you guys sound like. And then we'll come back and chat. So you chose Skip Down the Stairs.
Yeah, Laura's not with us today. So we thought we'd showcase her a little bit on the first track.
So she sings lead here. Skip Down the Stairs.
Okay. And
just to be clear, she is alive.
She is, yeah.
Just because she's not with us. She is around. She's at work
right now. Okay, here we go. Here's the good in everyone with Skip Down the Stairs from their debut EP.
Sorry. CITR presents the return of early aughts power poppers, the Mark Kleiner Power Trio, featuring members of the New Pornographers, Flash Bastard, and Jungle, plus Zed Dreplin, East Vancouver's premier Dred Zeppelin tribute act. Friday, August 15th at the Fox Cabaret. Early show starting at 7:30 p.m. sharp.
It's not the way she called my name when she called me on the phone.
Advance tickets at Red Cat and Zulu. All proceeds go to Syrian refugee support.
Thanks for tuning into the show. You're on CITR Radio and you're listening to Stranded, all about Australian and Canadian music. And local band The Good in Everyone, Skip Down the Stairs, that was the name of the song, and it's from their debut EP, which came out in April of this year. And we're fortunate to be joined by two parts of this five-piece band, which is sometimes a six-piece. There's an additional member, Olivia Sharp, who is an occasional vocalist for the band. Who's very excellent in her own right as a solo artist, I can say, having seen her at a house show. So thanks, Nick and Ben. Skip Down the Stairs, is there anything you wanted to say about that song?
Yeah, on what you just heard, on the recording you just heard, a friend of ours who does not play with us, but we played with him in the past, his name is Adam Sharp, no relation to Olivia Sharp, but he played guitar on that track as well. Just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, that song has been around for a long time, and it was awesome to finally get to record it about a year and a couple of months ago. It's nice recording songs where they've been around for a long time, because I feel like you have a lot of time to really let them sort of grow on their own before you actually track them. It's great because, you know, you go into studio with a really fully formed idea. It's great to sort of screw around in studio with ideas and with song structure and new sounds, but when you've been playing a song for a year or so, it all just sort of comes together.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's nice because we played that song live a lot, so I think it really had an opportunity to grow as like a high energy live song. So it, you know, you can go right into the studio with that energy in mind and kind of do your best to translate that. Because that's meant to be a ripoff.
Definitely. And when you play a song that you haven't played live as much in studio, it's harder to, especially if you're tracking, to get yourself to be like, okay, this is the part that really goes. This is the part that really pops, and like strum harder and be as passionate when you're playing it, because it comes across in the recording no matter what. So yes, it's great. It's great to have been able to play that song for as long as we did before we recorded it, and I was really happy with the recording that we did with Paul Beckler at Fader Mountain.
And not only that song, but you've collectively been playing together for quite a while, because there was a previous project called The Mercy Years.
That song was played by Mercy Years for a long time. And that's that. Adam's guitar part was from when that band played. It was it used to just be called 7-4. We had to name it for the EP, because the chorus and the second half of the song are in 7-4. But yeah, it was 7-4 was a Mercy Years song for a while, and we brought it into The Good in Everyone.
Right.
We're the laziest song title
writers. Yeah. Well, that's a recorded version of the band, but are you ready for an acoustic song?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Yeah, we're gonna start with a song called Shambolic off the EP. Yeah, it's the last song on the EP. We're playing it first for you today. And ready to go, Ben?
Sure.
I don't know him any better. Come go haunt somebody else. In the light of my day, you stick inside of my head. I'd know him if not for the way that he said. What do you get out? What do you get out of this? It's not not my one best friend attached at the face so closely. Who writes his lines? Yeah, I'd like to meet him. Make him walk a mile inside his shoe. Cause when he wants the time, he gets the news. Come go haunt somebody else before you do it again. No use in walking away. The ghost will keep you in place. What do you get out? What do you get out of this? What do you get out? What do you get out of this? The lens and shutter, I'm the real, but less real than all his different lies. And I'm scared. Are you not scared?
Thank you, Nicholas and Ben from The Good Is Everyone. Our first live acoustic song for the show today. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and we'll be right back after this message.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And we're back here on Stranded. And just a reminder, we have a ticket giveaway again this week for the same show we spoke about last week, the Rock for Blood benefit that is happening. The Dayglo Abortions are headlining, and some other local rock bands are playing this week, and to raise money for the Canadian Blood Service. We had Neil Bernstein come in last week and chat about that. So we'll get to that later in the show. So keep listening if you're interested in some tickets to a great show this weekend. I know there's lots happening. There's Folk Fest as well this weekend. So thanks, guys. Live music in the studio is something special. And even I didn't expect you, Ben, to bring down the electric, and that works fabulously with your pedals there too. So thanks.
I have a hard time just, you know, giving this up is my buzz pedals and my
about as stripped down as it gets for Ben, I think.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. So that was, you were saying that the last song
that
on
was
the EP.
It's Shambolic, the last song on the EP. And, next up?
I was just curious a bit about the band, because we do have... Let's talk about who's actually in the band, because it's bit of a it's a big band. We have Nick there on guitar and vocals. We have Ben, the additional lead guitarist. Laura, how do you pronounce her last name?
Oh, Genshorek.
Genshorek.
It's a bit of a mouthful. It's just Laura G.
Laura G.
Yeah. Yeah, she plays keys and sings, and playing that last song, it made me miss her vocals, because she has some great harmonies, especially in the sort of breakdown before the last part. But she's a great pianist, and we're having fun practicing up a cover for our show, and she gets to show off a little bit with some blues piano playing. So
cool. And then we have Jamison Troy on drums. He's familiar to this show. We've played his music, and he was a special guest last year. And Olivia Sharp is a sometime vocalist. And then we have Matt on bass, Matt Gostolo. And so who are the band are actually native of this part of the country, or are none of you? Are you all transplants like myself and many people?
Well, there's what, three of us from BC? Yeah. Three of us from BC. I'm from Summerland, BC. Laura's from Cranbrook.
Yeah.
And Nick's...
I'm from Vancouver. I'm the only Vancouverite.
Yeah.
Jameson's from Regina.
That's
originally.
Right.
And Matt's from London.
That's
England, not Ontario.
Yeah.
Cool. And, right, well, and we'll, I guess we might as well say right now, like when your release show is, we'll mention again later. When is it for people listening now?
It's July 26th at the Biltmore, and doors are at 7:30. It's the first band is on, Aaliyah Ray, at 8:30. We're playing with Aaliyah Ray and Joyce Island. You should come check them out. They're both awesome, and they both put on great live shows. And for $7, you get into the show, and you also get a download of our EP and some free merch stuff. So
fantastic. So The Good and Everyone release show coming up, and
the Biltmore. I didn't say that.
Biltmore Cabaret. And I think we have time for a couple more acoustic tracks right now, so take it away, Nick and Ben.
So the next one that we're going to play is Manning Park, which has been around longer than any of the other songs that we'll play. Again, it was one that Mercier's played, and actually even recorded on the Mercier's EP. And I wanted to rewrite it for this project and change the tone of the song a little bit. I feel like it's a little bit more somber now, but it still moves, and it's still got a good pace to it, so...
A little almost ethereal in some of the super reverberous parts, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's changed. We used to play it like pedal to the metal. It was a loud, big rock band tune, but it kind of suits this kind of stripped down setting a little bit better with this arrangement.
All right. Here's The Good and Everyone live in CITR studios here on Stranded.
Sweet.
The Australian Canadian music and talk show.
I start.
Brother's eyes, you're my favorite mirror. You put me on a throne. If I divide into, you'll see one side. The bits and tangled letters that spell your skin and bone. Ragged on the ascent and soft on the decline. Show the thrower how his feet decide. Like arrows on the front lawn, they guide you every night. Backseat fists and baseball gloves, there's a stutter in my wrist, but my eyes say what I'm thinking of. Thank you. riding high in the plaster footprints and the stock the dresser drove. The walk the laundry folds like skin before, while pressing feet meander and stumble out the door. Backseat fists and baseball gloves, there's a stutter in my wrist, but my eyes say what I'm thinking of. And you read them like a fluent novel. Backseat fists and baseball gloves, there's a stutter in my wrist, but my eyes say what I'm thinking of. And you read them like a fluent novel.
Okay, that's another live acoustic track from The Good in Everyone, or at least two members of the band, Nick and Ben. And we'll be right back to chat some more.
Yeah, check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Nourishing Radio.
Ooh. So watery. And yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Okay, thanks Nick and Ben from The Good and Everyone for that acoustic track. What is Manning Park?
Manning Park is, well, it's a provincial park in BC. I guess I titled the song that way because the song's about my younger brother. And I guess the sentiment of the song sort of recalled vacations for me. And Manning Park is just sort of a place that I associate with siblinghood and brotherhood and sort of the relationship that you inevitably have with a brother who you grew up with, and the specific kind of love and relationship that you have for a sibling, especially we're 3.5 years apart. And so he's young enough that he's enough younger than me that I feel like I got to teach him a lot of things, but he's also close enough to me in age that I consider him, you know, my best friend. So,
That's an interesting coincidence. A band we had on a couple of months back called Ottaway Broda Allen, they played a song called My Brother, and he said a very similar thing to what you were just saying. So that's a good thing. Maybe this is a trend out there, paying homage to one brother. It's a good thing.
I have to thank Adam Sharp, actually, for helping me name that song, because I was having trouble naming it, because I didn't really know, like, my brother is great because it's just like, this is what the song is about. I was like, I didn't know how blunt I wanted to be, and he was just like, where's that place that you guys go every year and have an amazing time with your family? And I was like, Manning Park, and he's like, there's the song name. So
yeah, that's great.
What a good wholesome radio show you got.
It is. And then we'll play some Dayglo Abortions a bit later. Yeah. Because they're playing at a benefit this weekend, and we have some tickets to give away, so stay tuned for that. And I was just thinking, so are you guys going to be touring as well?
We're in the process of planning a little late September jaunt to Alberta and back. But before the end of the year, nothing really major. But around BC, I mean, we're in the process of booking some shows. I know we got one in Banff, and we're in the process of nailing ones down in Calgary and Edmonton. Around the 20th of September. And so we have our CD release coming up, and we've got a few more around Vancouver coming up in the months afterwards. So,
and I guess it's kind of fortuitous, given that you guys have played with each other for a while in another band, you'll know how wipe things about each other and know each other on the road already. You've got that part sorted. So that's, you know, that's a good thing. Well, the good things too as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Touring's a whole different beast. You're never fully prepared for it until you actually get on the road.
No, you can't. And I love touring with Mercy Ears because I thought that, yeah, for the most part, our personalities, I liked everybody more at the end of tour, essentially, than I did at the beginning, which was great.
We have so many more inside jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
It becomes, we're just awful people to hang out with. Yeah. Anyone else and not in the band after tour, you know?
Well, we're talking with Nick and Ben, formerly of the Mercy Ears and currently of The Good in Everyone. If you're tuning in from Australia and you don't know the band Sloan, I suggest you do, because The Good in Everyone is the name of one of their very famous singles, and they're a quintessential Canadian independent rock band from Halifax, the complete opposite side of this country. So I think it's it's getting close to 7, so how about one more acoustic track?
One more? Yeah, sure. We've got a new one called Ritual Smiles. And yeah, we'll play that one for you.
Okay. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
See, the show isn't so wholesome after all. Thanks, the good and everyone. That was your last track, at least for today, acoustically. What was it called again?
So that's called Ritual Smiles.
Okay.
And there's actually a version, yeah, we recorded a live session at Fader Mountain at the farm, and we recorded that song. So there will be a live version of that song at some point in some undetermined point in the future.
Expect wicked dive bombs.
Yes.
There was one lyric in that song that popped out at me. I think you said, because of reality, I believe in ghosts. I like that. That's good.
Good story behind it.
Yeah, there's a good story behind it. I was on the beeline to the drive, which is another lyric in the song. No, and there was a kid, like probably a 6 or 7 year old kid, who kept tugging at his dad's shirt and saying that line over and over again, and it was really kind of creepy. But then I started thinking about it, and I said, that's kind of a cool lyric, and I want to incorporate that into a song. And then the dad was looking absolutely horrified, and like,
and then that maybe that night you're probably you're heading to practice, and that's one of the first nights where we really kind of nailed that song down, except the lyrics. And then as we're leaving, you were telling us the story, and we were all agreeing that that'd be a great line for a song. And then kind of never thought about it. And then when we were in the farm recording, we were in mid-take, and I was just kind of doing my thing and playing, and then I kind of clued in right at the right time, and I heard you say that, and I was just like, yes! And it just fueled the rest of that take, and it was so good.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in, guys. We got to press on with the remainder of the show, but it's been a pleasure having you.
Thanks so much for having us. It's a lot of fun.
Thanks for dealing with my pedals and my...
Oh, no problem at all. What do we got there? 1, 2. Can you actually, just because I'm a learner guitarist myself, and can you run us through the pedals you have there?
Just made my day.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
So open the can of worms here too. I think that's
first I've got your standard Boss TU3 tuner. Next is a BBE Green Screamer, which is like a Tube Screamer clone, but it's not quite as compressed, a little more airy, a little more transparent, and it's been my go-to overdrive pedal for years and years. And then next after that is a TC Electronic Flashback Delay, which I actually just got yesterday, so I'm getting used to it. But it's so far, it's good. It's a sturdy little box. And then after that, it's the Holy Grail Plus by Electroharmonix, which is just a nice, beefy, luscious reverb. And then going into a Vox Valtronix. ED50 little Vox modeling amp, but it does the trick. Yeah.
Cool. So you heard somewhat acoustic songs today, but the full band will be playing at the Biltmore Cabaret in electric form
July 26th. Early show.
And along with who's playing?
Aaliyah Ray and Joyce Island.
Right.
Who you should check out online if you haven't already.
Okay. Well, that's the good in everyone, and Nick and Ben have been chatting with us and playing tunes today, so we'll catch you another time, guys.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks.
No problem.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Oh, Okay, so thanks for tuning in. This is a little show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And right now it's a chance to win some tickets. There's a lot going on this weekend. There's a folk festival. There's some big thing called Fusion Festival out in Surrey, I believe, which actually excites the hell out of me because Bruce Cockburn is going to play for free out there. So I'm going to get on the train and go all the way out after work because, well, he is the man. Speaking of Canadian, this is such a Canadian day. We started out talking about Neil Young and Bruce Cockburn's going to play a free show in Surrey. Who am I to resist that? But equally legendary is the Dayglow Abortions in the punk world, and they're going to be hosting, or they're going to be headlining Rock for Blood on July 19th at Club 6 in Delta. We spoke with Neil Bernstein all about this great benefit last week. This is for the Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give. That's their little slogan. That's a good slogan for the Canadian Blood Services. So Dayglow Abortions are playing with other local rock bands, The Wild! Aviator Shades and Luminous. And if you'd like tickets, 604-822-CITR. And if you're not doing anything on the 19th, which is tomorrow night, you can see these great bands and do good things for the world, for the blood service. Let's play some Dayglow Abortions, going right back to 1981. This is a track called Scared of People. 604-822-CITR if you'd like tickets to Rock for Blood.
Let's do that again. I say dance, you say dance. I say friends, you say France. You're from Adelaide, I'm from Hobart. I say Hugh, you say Grant. Pot, you say plant. You're from Adelaide, I'm from Hobart. We couldn't be more contrary if we tried. Oh, chalk and cheese, we rarely see eye to eye. I am dumb. Smart. We are 15 years apart. You're from Adelaide, I'm from Mars. I say ooh, you say ah. We'll be right back.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show on CITR 101.9 FM. And the guys from The Good and Everyone have now packed up and they've left the building. So it's just me here in the studio. But I'd love to talk to you on the phone if you're interested in tickets to Rock for Blood benefit that's held in Delta this weekend. You are welcome to call through. And our number is 604-822-CITR. The Dayglow Abortions are headlining. Also playing are the bands called The Wild, Aviator Shades, and Liminous. And the some money from the tickets go to the Canadian Blood Services. And Delta BC is where it's held at the Club 6 on Saturday night. And it's a $25 value, these tickets, so they're yours. Two of them, if you'd like. 604-822-CITR. If you would like those tickets. We heard the Dayglow Abortions, Scared of People, from the 1981 record Out of the Womb. And then the unmistakable, unique sounds of Courtney Barnett with her brand new single, Pickles in the Jar. And she played that song at her concert here in Vancouver a couple of weeks back that I went along with. That's out on Milk Records. Courtney Barnett from Melbourne, Australia, who is becoming bigger and bigger as the days and weeks go by. And finally, Sean Masaryk Lives from Thought He Was Dead. My favorite song from that record called Another World. And Sean and band did a fantastic set at the Catalano Festival last weekend where CITR was broadcasting live from. And I was also very impressed with Sunday Morning. That's another project from Stephen Hamm, a fixture from the Vancouver music scene, a very, very large man and large in talent and in friendship circles, I'm sure as well. He had some good people who joined him. Coco Culbertson is on bass. And name's escaping me, but the singer was this really powerful, stocky guy who was previously in the band Tank Hog, along with Stephen Hamm. And he was a great singer, a really good classic sound of that band, Sunday Morning. So hopefully they'll have some officially recorded stuff to play soon. So let's get into now one of the grabs from the Resonating Reconciliation series. This is Isabel Francis talking about her little segment from the Resonating Reconciliation Project, which was put together from the community radio world to raise awareness about issues relating to the First Nations of Canada, and in particular the healing that has to take place around residential schools. So here we go. This is Isabel Francis, Resonating Reconciliation.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kassler. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaalitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
My name is Isabel Francis, and my husband was Louis Francis, who died in 1971. And he went to school in Spanish. My husband was up there till he was 16, and his sister was up there till she was 16. She left 2 years before he did, and he had a younger sister and a younger brother that also went to school up there. He spoke about the conditions up there maybe once or twice, but he never wanted to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Because there were a lot of unpleasant things that were happening to him. He always said, don't ever forget how lucky you are that you were raised by your parents. When he came back at 16, he couldn't talk to his father. His father couldn't speak English and he couldn't speak Mohawk. So there was no togetherness there.
I hear that the mission of residential schools was to, quote-unquote, kill the Indian in the child. So that's...
Well, I think they did a pretty good job of that, but to some extent. But I think nobody can do that. I mean, it can't be done, not to make them forget. Look at the First World War, the Second World War, what the Germans and the Japanese did. They couldn't wipe out the good in the people.
His experience up there, would you say it was all bad, or were there...
Well, no. He always said there were some good priests up there. I don't mean to condemn every one of them. Just like in any situation, there's always one that pops out that is against the rules. The only thing I can't forget is that how did the people that were in there get away with something like that? Mm-hmm. One apology doesn't wipe out everything. There are certain things that stand in their mind and that they'll never forget. But that's the way it is now.
Well, thank you, Grandma.
Oh, no problem.
I love you.
I love you, too.
You have just heard At Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
I hope you found that informative. The Resignating Reconciliation segment there. Isabel Francis is being interviewed. And this is a good time to get into some more music from Trent Ejakate. He is a First Nations country and western artist from central Alberta, and his new record is called I Don't Regret a Thing. Let's play Bankruptcy Blues, track 6. And after that, I'm going to play for you, actually, here's a CD that I came across randomly. It's called Australian Rhythms, an album of Australian Aboriginal... well, it says on the back here, a blend of traditional ambient world and contemporary music. Australian Rhythms is a magical journey of an Australian Indigenous music with performances of world-renowned didgeridoo player, arranger and songwriter David Hudson, as well as Ash Dargan, one of the most recorded Indigenous artists in Australia. This stunning collection captures the spirit of the land down under. Sing, dance, celebrate the spirits alive. Well, that sounds fabulous. I haven't actually listened to it yet, so let's... after this track from Trent Ejakate, we'll play one of these tracks, perfect for the show. And I found this actually kind of here on the station. So fabulous. Here we go. Here's Trent Ejakate. He is a First Nations country artist from Red Deer, Alberta.
Collector's calling, I don't answer the phone. My baby picks it up and lies, he's long gone. Got the bankruptcy blues.
Bankruptcy blues.
I got the bankruptcy blues.
Bankruptcy.
I got the bankruptcy blues. Now I'm changing my number. I'm hiding again. I drove to work every day. The repo man took it when I couldn't pay. Got the bankruptcy blues.
Bankruptcy blues.
I got the bankruptcy blues.
Bankruptcy.
Got the bankruptcy blues. Now I'm bumming rides from all of my friends. Says I gotta have a receipt. I never would have thought I'd have to prove what I eat. Got the bankruptcy blues.
Bankruptcy blues.
I got the bankruptcy blues.
Bankruptcy.
Got the bankruptcy blues. Now I'm keeping receipts. Will this ever end? You high on the town, sooner or later you're gonna be found. Got the bankruptcy blues.
Bankruptcy blues.
Got the bankruptcy blues.
Bankruptcy.
Got the bankruptcy blues. Now I'm paying again. Release, not months.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That I breathe, cause from these trees and this fire I smoke mellows my mind and puts my heart at ease in song. Please, please shower me, I want to be set free from all this confusion, self-abuse. I am of no use to ya. My kingdom for a spliff, my kingdom for a spliff now, my kingdom for. Take you to somewhere you've never been before. Yeah, 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 yeah. And all it's rolled up. Life, I'm not for trouble shows. Yeah, 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 yeah. Cause I know that this won't break me now. Even though you know it shakes me, I refuse to. That I breathe comes from the trees, and this fire I smoke knows my mind and puts my heart at ease. And so, please, please show me, I want to be set free from all this confusion, self-abuse. I am of no use to ya. My kingdom for a split, my kingdom for a split down, my kingdom for. Let me take you in somewhere you've never been before. Yeah, 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 yeah. And all this brought up. Laugh, I'm back for channel shows. Yeah, 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 yeah. Cause you know that this won't break me now. Even though you know it shakes me, I refuse to fall. No, cause this won't break me now. Even though you know it shakes me, I refuse to fall. Oh.
Now there is a blast from the past. Right back when this show first started, there was a little band playing around town called Root System, and we had them. I think they might have been our very first guest on this show, and they played live. Chris Mapstone, he's a Canadian, he's from Ontario. There was Tom Gibson on bass, an Australian from Melbourne, and Justin James, he was a Hawaiian. And they were a good live band here in the city. And I went to a lot of their shows, and sadly they broke up. They left us with one record called Of the Earth, and you just heard Kingdom for a Spliff from that, which was a good live track. And I'm playing it because Chris Mapstone is actually back in town visiting friends, and he's playing tonight. He'll probably play that song at the Backstage Lounge along with Wallace and Buckman Co. So a blast from the past from this radio show, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Chris, catch up with him maybe on the show before he goes back to Australia where he's living now. So, yeah. This is Stranded. You can catch us online at ozstrandedradio.com and at Twitter, at ozstranded. This weekend is Folk Fest. We have live broadcast. Vel, who hosts Folk Oasis regularly, will be hosting the live broadcast, and you'll also find us. There's a booth there with CITR written all over it and smiling faces there for you to talk to. So I think it's time to go. We have David Love Jones up next, and we just had The Good and Everyone here. They're a local band, and at the start of the show, Nick and Ben from the band came in and played three songs for us, and you can find that interview and songs at the blog there, ozstrandedradio.com. It'll be up in a matter of days. But it probably is fitting then to leave the show with the classic song that they named their band after, The Good and Everyone from Sloan, from the record One Chord to Another, which came out in 1996. So thanks for listening, folks. This has been Stranded. I've been Matt. And you'll be listening to David Love Jones very soon with African Rhythms. Bye for now.
Let's see here.